not only Mercer County Senior Center, but also the VNA in Galesburg reached out to me and said, hey, we haven't been received any funding. So I made a few phone calls. Specifically, I reached out first to the Western Illinois Area Agency on Aging, located in the Quad Cities, and asked if they'd received money, because they're kind of the collecting agency, and then they send it out to their different, across their district. And they too were struggling because they had not received their money. So then I went directly to Springfield and talked with my representative there, or the agency representative within DHS, and said, hey, what's going on? And got the excuse that, well, 1st of July is a new year. We haven't got our books finalized yet. We don't know how much money is going to be there, so we haven't made any payments yet. And here we are in October, several months later, and kind of pushed them hard to say, hey, you know, we've got senior settings that are about ready to close because they don't have the money. We can't allow that to happen. Well, after a day or two of phone calls and emails and stressing the importance of it, we were able to get the money out to WIAAA, who then was able to make those disbursements to our senior centers. But gosh, so many people rely on these centers, we can't let them close down. It's a place where our seniors go to check on each other too. They may not say that, but they, if someone's not there, they get concerned, as we all do. And it's just a great place to go socialize, spend time, and to meet up with each other. And as you said, an educational, whether it's Medicare or some other concern, it's a great place for them to go.